Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Gary Ellenbolt is with us now. Let's talk some basketball. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Lori. Welcome to Monday.
Welcome to Monday. Happy spring. Happy Monday. And
happy birthday to someone in the family.
That's right. And happy back to work, Gary Ellenbolt. The sun comes up and you come back to join us.
That's right. I actually got here a little before the sun comes up or came up. But, it's a labor of love for me. And I put labor in quote marks when I say something like that. So I'm back. Always a little bittersweet, I guess, when the state tournament ends, because I have such a great time calling both the girls and boys tournaments. But do need to get back here as well, and I'm enjoying myself and ready to talk about what was a pretty busy weekend.
All right. We miss you when you're gone. We're glad that you're back. And before we talk about the winners, I just have to say this story that I saw on Facebook about you and this the baby shower and one of those kids that you were sort of stories that come full circle. Can you explain that to our listeners today who haven't seen it yet?
I'd be happy to. When I was in my first year here, this would have been August of 2002. I'd been with the network a few months, and the state was in a really dire straits with drought. And one of the hardest hit areas was up in the northwest corner of the state. The Harding County area tends to rise and fall with the ranch economy. Very tough to ranch when you're not getting any moisture. The cattle don't get fed. The stock dams don't get filled up, that sort of thing. And I wanted to see just how they stay resilient in the face of all that. One of the things they use is high school sports. So the ranchers had a football game the day I was up there collecting interviews and just kind of getting to know the area of northwest South Dakota. It became the most important thing in the world and really a neat diversion from all of the problems that were going on. Harding County did win the game. And during the day, there was a baby shower for one of the teachers, a math teacher at Harding County named Jennifer Anders. And then I turn around, I'm looking at the lineups for Harding County in the state tournament last weekend, and there's a Zach Anders there who happens to be the son of Bill and Jennifer Anders. And that's who the baby shower was for Jennifer Anders and her future son, Zach. And it was just kind of a neat full circle moment. Yeah. I mentioned that on the air, that was the case. And all of a sudden, the text messages started flying. It was interesting that there wasn't a big crowd from Harding County. Normally, they would travel very well to a state tournament. But with the ranch-dominated lifestyle they have, it's calving season there.
Sure.
And you really don't leave the ranch when it's calving season. So SDPB-TV was able to show all three of the Harding County games to them. And it was the next best thing to being there, being able to see their Harding County squad and Coach Jay Wahman on TV.
And I'm sure Zach Anders was, suitably embarrassed by the whole process of everybody talking about him when he was a baby for a while.
The interview the interview I had 30 or about 25,000 people look at it, I guess the number is by now. So Zach might be transferring to Bison or something.
Yeah, he's a good sport.
Yeah, he is.
And, and a good basketball player, yes, as well.
Very good. A starter as a freshman for the Ranchers. So he's got some moxie there.
All right, so let's talk about this Sioux Falls O'Gorman. They had a pretty good tournament, huh?
First time since 2000 that a boys and girls team from the same school have won AA state titles. Sioux Falls Roosevelt was the last team to do that 17 years ago. And Sioux Falls O'Gorman took kind of a long and twisty road on the girls' side. They were the seventh seed in the tournament. And the fascinating thing, I have a friend who's a statistics professor on the USD campus, a guy named Will Schweinle, and teaches statistics and does an awful lot of good in town. He played Division I basketball at the University of Texas. And I had told him this. I've used him for several stories. And I told him that the seventh-seeded team in every tournament won their first-round game against the number two seed. That is incredibly difficult to do, and it happened four times on the first day. And the probability of that stumped even him.
Really?
Yeah, just the fact that Sioux Falls O'Gorman as the number one seed and the AA girls beat Sioux Falls Roosevelt, beat Aberdeen Central in the semifinal, and then went to the state championship game against the number one seed Harrisburg. And they have their standout player, Sammy Slaughter. And O'Gorman came up with the win, the number seven seed, a winner in the AA girls tournament. Then a couple hours later, Sioux Falls O'Gorman played Aberdeen Central. On the boys' side, the Knights riding a really great weekend from J.P. Costello. He had 69 points in the tournament, 27 points and 10 rebounds in the championship game, which is known as a double-double. So Sioux Falls O'Gorman, the boys' winner. Aberdeen Central was second as far as the third-place game. That would have gone to Sioux Falls Lincoln, and they defeated Pier for third place, 67-31. Brookings defeated Harrisburg in double overtime. That was for the seventh-place game. And Rapid City Stevens took on Huron for the fifth and sixth place game at the state tournament. As far as the girls, the winner, of course, Sioux Falls O'Gorman. Harrisburg finished second. Third place going to Aberdeen Central over Rapid City Central. Brandon Valley defeating Pier for seventh place. And then the consolation championship game going to Rapid City Stevens over Sioux Falls Roosevelt. And that's the AA tournament, basically.
All right. Let's talk about those A boys and B boys now.
The A boys tournament really proved some dominance of one conference in the state. That's the Southeast South Dakota Conference, known as the Dakota 12 or the DAC 12 in the hip happening language. If you don't want to, you know, go all the way and use three syllables on Dakota, you can say DAC 12 conference. Five schools from the conference in the tournament. That's over half the field, and that's just about half the conference. You had the number one seed, Madison, the number six seed, T Area, number four seed, Sioux Falls Christian, the number seven seed, Tri-Valley, and the eighth seed, Dakota Valley. So when Madison, Sioux Falls Christian, Tri-Valley, and T Area won, that guaranteed a Dakota 12 conference champion for the state championship. That ended up T Area, the Titans defeating Madison, the number six-seeded Titans defeating Madison 72-65, win the A boys tournament. Third place to Sioux Falls Christian, fifth place to Mount Vernon, or to Chamberlain, rather. And Dakota Valley defeated St. Thomas More in the fifth place game. That was 56-41. On to the B tournament. That's the game John Sieber and I, or the tournament John Sieber and I, had the privilege, the pleasure of broadcasting on SDPB-TV3. Really a feast or famine first round. Because in the first round, a lot of teams, and all of these ending up without wins, at least on day one, kind of lost their ability to shoot, whether it was just opening day jitters, the shots wouldn't fall, that sort of thing. The number one seed shook off Platte Geddes because the Black Panthers of Platte Geddes had such a problem in the first round. Bridgewater Emory, only unbeaten team left in the state when the tournament began, beat Sully Buttes in the semifinal. That was a three-point game. Woolsey Wessington won over Parker in the semi. There we had another seven seed defeating number two, Parker, over Langford Area. Then they got to the championship game. The third place in championship games on Saturday evening had me sitting there thinking, I'm too old for this. I mean, it was just an incredible piece of basketball in both games. Parker was outscored 20-6 in the first period of the third-place game against Sully Buttes. They came back, cut it to 1 point with 4 seconds left on a three-pointer from Kelby Peters. And then Lincoln Jordry was fouled with a second left. It was 59-58 at the time. Jordry hit a free throw. 60-58 was the final score. A floor-length shot by Parker did not go in. It actually went to the top of the backboard, and as hard as he threw, it was almost through the top of the backboard. But, and the championship game, 5 points, Bridgewater Emory win over Woolsey Wessington. That was a 17-7 game. Woolsey Wessington leading after one period, but you know that unbeaten record, the team concept of basketball, some really good defense, got Bridgewater Emory over the top. Sam Ahrens and his brother Jamin had really good games. Sawyer Schultz, the coach, or the son of the head coach of Bridgewater Emory, Scott Schultz, had an incredible game as well, had a big steal and a three-point shot to give Bridgewater Emory the lead. Jamin Ahrens coming up with a steal with about 4 seconds left to really put the game away for Bridgewater Emory. They become the undefeated state champion, 26-0, their final record. Woolsey Wessington second. Sully Buttes takes third over Parker, 60-58. The fifth-place game to Langford Area, the Lions defeating White River 51-38. Last time they played in a state tournament, the game went five overtimes.
Oh, wow.
That was a couple of years ago in Aberdeen, And then Platt Geddes defeating Harding County, the Black Panthers over the Ranchers. That was 59-32. And another great state tournament on the girls' and the boys' sides. Coming to an end, the winter sports season is done, hard as that is to believe, and we're ready for spring.
It's not hard to believe. Winter was plenty long, Gary. I'm ready for spring. How unusual is it for there to be an undefeated or a perfect season like that?
It is so very hard because by the time you get halfway through the season, you figure that you have a great shot at being a state tournament team. But in the back of your mind, there's always that streak. Is this the night that someone's going to end it? And there's always a tiger target on your back. Might be a tiger on your back, which isn't a good thing at all, but if you have a target on your back, there are teams coming in thinking, okay, this is our night. If we can't win the state tournament, then we're going to knock off a team that hasn't lost all year. And nobody did that. 26-0. The last team I could remember doing that was Sioux Falls Lincoln in AA a couple of years ago on the boys' side. So it doesn't happen often, but kudos, props certainly to the Bridgewater Emory Huskies who got it done and won the state championship in B in dramatic fashion.
All right. That's what Monday feels like, a tiger on your back sometimes, but not today because it's the first day of spring.
There you
Gary
go.
Gary Ellenbolt, kudos and props to you and your team for bringing us the games and the highlights. We really appreciate that.
It was a ton of fun, and we'll do it again soon. Thank you, Lori.